This past week, a Colorado judge said he might ban from the courtroom any reporter who named the woman who accused basketball star Kobe Bryant of rape. In federal court in Virginia, the judge in the Zacharias Massawi case is considering whether to dismiss charges because prosecutors won't let the defense depose a witness. Finally, the federal government has started to identify the prisoners in Guantanamo, Cuba, who will be brought before military commissions for trial. Weekend Edition legal analyst Mimi Wesson teaches criminal law at the University of Colorado School of Law. She also writes murder mysteries, and we've invited her to talk about the mysterious ways of the judicial system. Hi, Mimi.
Morning, Leanne.
Can we start close to your home in Colorado, please, with the Kobe Bryant case getting a lot of attention? And so when the judge threatened to banish any member of the media who discloses the name of the accuser, we had these First Amendment lawyers who were crying foul, who said that this is a violation of constitutional protections against prior restraint of the media. Let me ask you, is it that clear cut?
I don't think it's as clear as they make it sound. It's true that if a news outlet publishes truthful information about a matter of public interest, like the identity of a sexual assault victim, and the government doesn't have a really strong interest in preventing it, and they got that information lawfully, then the First Amendment gives them a right to print it. But I think this might not be the ordinary case for a couple of reasons. First, the Eagle County courtroom is very small, and it's not true that every media representative who wants a seat in that courtroom is going to get it. The judge has a lot of discretion deciding how he's going to allocate that scarce resource, seats in that small courtroom. And for him to take into account how cooperative various media representatives have been would not be unusual, and I'm not at all sure it would be unconstitutional. And second, this isn't the traditional rape case in which the harm to the victim, if she's identified, is going to be embarrassment and humiliation only. We know that the judge has received death threats, so there may be more than humiliation at stake here. Actual matters of personal security and safety may be in the mix.
Yes, but her name's already been published in at least one print publication, and it's all over the internet. At what point does reality overtake the court's interest in protecting her?
That's a good point. I think if the victim's name has been reliably reported, and by that I don't necessarily mean named on the internet, then the public interest, the court's interest in prohibiting further publication begins to decline.
Mimi, let's talk about the trial that's in federal court near here in Virginia. Actually, the future of it is in doubt. It's that of Zacharias Massawi. He's defending himself. He wants to put questions to Ramzi bin al-Shib. Bin al-Shib describes himself as the coordinator of the 9/11 attacks. He's in federal custody, but prosecutors are refusing to let him appear for the trial, either in person or on tape. Where can it go from here?
Well, the judge has already said that she will not continue with the proceedings in light of the government's refusal to allow the deposition of Mr. bin al-Shib without imposing some sanction. She's even said that a likely sanction is that she'll dismiss the proceedings against Mr. Massawi. By the way, you can see why Massawi wants to depose this guy, because he's really the only link between the events of September 11th and Massawi. Apparently, bin al-Shib was a roommate of Mohammed Atta, one of the hijackers, and he also once sent some money to Mr. Massawi. That's the real link. The rest of it is purely circumstantial. On the other hand, the government says that permitting the questioning of this witness would seriously compromise national security and an ongoing investigation. It's a real standoff. It seems to me the likely outcome is that the judge will order the dismissal of all charges in her court against Mr. Massawi.
So what will the government do if it can't pursue the case in federal court?
The likeliest thing, it seems to me, is bring him before a military commission to be charged and tried before that commission.
Massawi would have company in Guantanamo. The United States still holds a lot of prisoners there, and in fact just named six who the Bush administration feels it should be put on trial, but there's a problem. Bring us up to date with that.
Yeah, they named six individuals being held at Guantanamo who were to be the first six tried by these military commissions. Of the six, two were citizens of Great Britain and one was Australian. The governments of Great Britain and Australia immediately got into the act protesting the possibility of their citizens being tried by military tribunal. And as a diplomatic move, the Bush administration has agreed not to permit the imposition of the death penalty on these citizens, and indeed not not to even put them before a military commission until further talks are held and some alternative is investigated. The other three, who are citizens of Middle Eastern countries, have not been quite so lucky. And maybe worth noting here that Mr. Moussaoui, if he is transferred to Guantanamo and set for trial before a military commission, may not be able to summon that kind of diplomatic muscle because, unfortunately for him, he's a citizen of France.
When do these commissions get started?
No date has been announced, but I would not be surprised to see them get started this fall. So keep your eye on this question because we're going to be thinking about it in the months to come.
Mimi Wesson is Weekend Edition's legal analyst. She teaches criminal law at the University of Colorado School of Law. She's also the author of The Murder Mysteries, Render Up the Body, and A Suggestion of Death. Thanks a lot, Mimi.
My pleasure, Leanne.